今日嘅读经嘅经文系喺腓利门书第一章一至七节。
We'll read this passage responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋会用体验嘅方式读出，先用英文，后用中文。
Verse 1. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, our sister and Archippus, our fellow soldier, church and house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank my God always, and remember you in my prayers. Because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints, and I pray for the sharing of your faith to become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. Let us read the last verse together. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you.
腓利门书第一章第一至第七节，为基督耶稣被囚的保罗同弟兄提摩太写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门。愿因为平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心，我哋一齐读第七节。弟兄啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因众圣徒的心从你们得了畅快。愿神祝福听嘅同读嘅经文。
We are very happy today to have Pastor David Park bring us today's message, Reconcile.
我今日好高兴有柏大卫牧师为我哋证道，题目系重归于好。
Good morning, everybody.
大家早晨。
It's a privilege and honor to be able to be here this morning and share God's word with you all.
好高兴今日嚟到同你分享神嘅话语。
I think his name is Andrew. As Andrew had introduced, my name is David Park, and I serve the youth and the community life team at Redeemer Eastside.
咁我名叫 David Park， 我喺呢个救主堂教会系负责青年嘅事工。
And today I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about a letter that I don't think many of us really have paid attention to.
咁我今日想去讲一段嘅经文，但系个经文系嚟自一卷书，系好多人都可能忘记咗嘅。
And if you actually read this letter in conjunction with Colossians, you'll notice actually there are a lot of similar names in both letters.
咁如果你睇呢卷书嘅时候，一齐睇哥罗西书，咁你可能会明白多一啲。
And when you read this letter, a lot of people will say that Jesus, he's not mentioned here. There's nothing in the resurrection here. And so there's not really much for us to learn in Philemon.
咁好多人会觉得我喺呢卷书嘅时候，佢冇点提过耶稣基督，冇提过救恩，咁可能咧我咩都学唔到。
But in our short time together, what I want to hopefully draw out is that the very heartbeat of Philemon is the gospel.
咁但我希望今日能够将呢卷书嘅中心思想能够带出嚟。
And that gospel, what it illustrates in Philemon, is the beauty of what it means to be reconciled both to God and to one another.
咁你可以睇到咗与神与人呢个和好嘅荣美。
So it is a short letter. It's one chapter, but don't let the length of the letter catch you off guard because there's a tremendous amount of truth.In this letter for us.
雖然只係得一卷書，但裏邊嘅含義係非常之深刻。
And so, for those of you guys that are listening and maybe taking notes, here are three movements in which we'll move through Philemon.
咁我哋今日你嗰啲係有做呢個講道筆記嘅，咁會有三中間會講到三個其實好奇怪、好尷尬嘅情形。
Okay, so first in verses 1 to 7, we're going to look at an awkward situation.
第一, 我们看到个情形是很尴尬,
second, we're going to look at a thoughtful plea.
第二就是说, 当这个请求是深思熟虑之后的请求,
and then lastly, a reconciled family.
最后是一个和好的一个家庭。
Okay, so an awkward situation, we're going to be looking at verses 1 to 7.
我们首先看第一到第七节讲到一个很尴尬的情况。
So the context and background of the book of Philemon is it's a very tricky situation.
咁個情形呢,呢個嘅背景呢係有少少奇特嘅.
And you could say that Philemon is a great example of what it means to communicate in a really awkward situation.
又可以講到話喺點樣喺一個好尷尬嘅情況將要講嘅說話講出嚟呢?
So first you have Philemon, he was converted through Paul's ministry, and he, by all means, he's a great person.
第一,我们讲到这个主角腓利门,他是一个门徒。
So eventually Philemon, he goes on to plant another church in his hometown in the city of Colossae.
这个人后来也在哥罗西这个地方去植堂。
And in those days in the early church, the church was extremely poor. And so, typically, people would gather in people's homes, presumably the more wealthier Christians.
咁喺当时早期教会里边，大部分嘅信徒都系比较贫穷。咁佢当时咧就会喺一啲比较有钱人嘅家庭嘅教会里边聚会。
So, if you look at verse 2, it says, Paul's he's saying to Philemon, right, and the church in your house, meaning that they're meeting in Philemon's house.
咁根据第二节，佢话以及在你家里的聚会的教会，所以知道佢哋喺腓利门嘅屋企去聚会。
So in many ways, Philemon, he's not just a host, but he's actually a very influential leader in the church.
所以睇到就话腓利门喺佢嘅教会里边，其实好有影响力。
And now the letter mentions another person. His name is Onesimus, and he is a household servant in Philemon's house, or a slave.
另一方面讲到另一个主角就叫阿里西梅，阿里西谋是一个信徒，但亦都是一个奴隶。
And we know that by reading the letter, Onesimus, he must have done something really, really bad, because he actually runs away.
如果你看这个经文的时候，这个阿里西谋可能做错了事，因为他在他主人的家里走路。
And so Onesimus, he goes to Paul, who's in prison. Onesimus actually becomes, and he converts to Christianity.
他走了去的时候，他去找到保罗，而透过保罗，他成为了一个基督徒。
And now Paul is writing this letter to the church in Colossae, in Philemon's home, to kind of address the elephant in the room.
保罗就写这封信给腓利门，去在这件事上面去请求他。
And so, because it's in his home, every week people are coming into his home every Sunday, and they're asking, "Where is Onesimus?"
咁你要谂到就话，当时佢哋嘅教会喺腓利门嘅屋企嗰度举行，咁每一个人嚟到佢屋企聚会嘅时候，或多或少都知道有咩事情发生。
And so, for you to be a runaway slave in the Roman Empire, that was a big punishable offense. Right? It was no small matter.
咁喺当时罗马帝国里边一个逃跑嘅一个嘅奴隶系可以俾人惩罚嘅。
And so this is the dynamic that I want us to see here. Paul, he has a rebuke for Philemon, but Philemon is the one hosting the church.
咁你睇到呢个情形就话保罗要去分面呢个腓利门，但腓利门就系当时个教会举行嘅地方，就喺佢屋企。
And this is not a private letter, mind you. This letter is most likely being read in front of everybody in the church.
咁即系话呢一封信唔系净系一个私人嘅信件，系成个教会都会一齐睇嘅一封信。
So if it's not clear already, Paul he wants Philemon to be reconciled with Onesimus.
所以佢想腓利门同呢个阿尼西谋去两个重归于好。
But notice how Paul, he doesn't come out right out of the gate saying, Philemon, cut it out, right? Be reconciled already. He doesn't do that.
但是保罗不是一开口就叫腓利门，你快点停了你现在做的事，你要跟他和好。
But instead, he communicates with Philemon and the church in a very winsome way.
而他跟这个腓利门聊天的时候，是用一个很和平、一个很和善、很和谐的方法。
I want us to see, even in the opening verse, verse 1, Paul opens up the letter with very family kind of language.
當你睇腓利門書第一節嘅時候，佢用咗一個好家庭式、一個好親嘅一個嘅方法去開始。
He calls Timothy our brother, right? He portrays himself as I'm a prisoner.
咁佢話佢開始話係為耶穌被囚嘅保羅弟兄提摩太。
And so what he's in effect trying to say here is that he's saying, Philemon, this is a family matter.
所以他想跟腓利門說，這個也是一個家庭裡面的事。
And so this is definitely one of the big themes, right, reconciliation. But I want us to pay attention into how Paul does reconciliation.
他想你看到就說要在家庭裡面去和諧是一件重要的事。
And so if we continue in verses 4 to 7, Paul, he's genuinely encouraged, right, by Philemon and the church. They're doing great work there.
然後第4到第7節裡面,他去讚揚腓利門他的愛心。
But I think that's also Paul's point, because on the one hand, you can do great things for God, but at the same time, you can miss or be blind to the obvious.
話你對神嘅事做得好好，而另一方面對一啲事啊，你可以有咁嘅盲點。
And so Philemon, he's a great guy, but Philemon thinks that it's okay to be unreconciled to Onesimus.
對於腓利門嚟講，佢可能會覺得佢同呢個嘅亞尼西謀佢哋冇和好啊，唔係一個嘅問題。
So in verse 5, you'll see, he talks about all the wonderful testimonies, the stories of faith that he's heard through Onesimus, and that he says that he should be good to all the saints, including Onesimus.
所以他在第五那裡說過，你聽說你對眾信徒的愛心和你對主耶穌的信心。
And in verse 7, you'll see that word refreshed, right? That all the saints have been refreshed through you. That word that communicates a sense of you used to be really discouraged, but now you are refreshed or encouraged into the right direction.
在第7節裏面，他用過舒暢呢個字好多次。佢話：弟兄啊，由於你的愛心，我得到極大的快樂和安慰，因為眾信徒的心從你得到舒暢。
And so that's the kind of effect that someone like Philemon has on the people and on the church. He has that influence, and Paul knows that.
咁你睇到就腓利門對佢嘅教會、對佢教會嘅弟兄都有好大嘅影響力。
And so the reason why this is so important is because as Philemon goes a certain direction, so will the church.
咁睇到就話，當腓利門去做一樣嘢嘅時候，可能成個教會都跟住佢去做。
And a good example of this is there's a book called Peacemaker by Kent Sandy.
咁你好多人都聽過 Kent Sandy嗰本書啊，Peacemaker。
And so when Ken was in law school, he decided to bring one of his non-Christian friends to church.
當 Ken Sandy 去讀呢個嘅法律法學院嘅時候，佢想帶一個朋友去教會。
And so they're all sitting down in service, and she doesn't really know what church is like.
咁佢帶佢坐去咗教會，咁但佢完全唔知道去教會係咩意思。
And so in the middle of the service, the pastor and the elders come up to the front.
咁喺呢個崇拜嘅中段嘅時候，其中一個嘅長老行出嚟。
And they sort of stand next to each other and they say, last week we know that we got into an open conflict in front of everybody here.
咁佢就喺當住會眾話，上個星期，我同牧師有一個咁嘅爭拗。
And we want to repent because we were not acting like godly men.
佢話我哋想喺眾人嘅面前去悔改，因為我哋唔係做到一個屬神嘅人應該做嘅嘢。
And we want to be openly reconciled to each other. We want to acknowledge our sin. We want to be reconciled.
咁佢話：我哋想承認我哋嘅罪，我哋想同歸於好。
And so for Ken, he's sitting there. He's thinking, why this Sunday of all Sundays?
咁 Ken Sandy 去睇到嘅時候，佢覺得點解呢樣嘢要喺呢個時候去發生呢？
There's a sense of division and awkwardness.
咁你話人哋睇到嘅時候，係咪覺得個教會裏邊係有呢個分歧呢？係咪好尷尬呢？
And so after the service, they're driving home. And it's just dead silent.
咁喺翻屋企嘅過程裏邊，佢都好平靜。
And the first thing that she actually says is, I've actually never seen that before.
哇, 我從來都未見過咁嘅事情發生。
That your leaders would be willing to come before the church and to express in front of everybody that they want to be reconciled.
你的教会的领袖是站在人的面前去悔改，去愿意复活。
And she says, you know, that's actually the kind of church that I would love to be a part of. That's the kind of culture that I would love to be a part of.
我想去的教会就是一个这样的教会，我想看到教会的文化，这个就是教会的文化。
And so in verse 7, when Paul says the hearts of the saints have been refreshed, he's saying, Philemon, you have refreshed so many of God's people in your church in the right direction for Christ.
他跟保罗跟腓利门讲，在第七节他说，因为腓利门的缘故，令到众信徒的心能够得到舒畅。
So what you do here, or what you don't do here, will be very consequential.
即是说你在这里做的事，你没做的事，对周围的人都很大影响。
Now, in verses, starting verses 8 to 16, there, we're going to move into seeing a very thoughtful plea by Paul.
接着在8到16节里面，我们看到这个是保罗深思熟虑之后的一个请求。
So he starts in verse 8 by saying, Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, he's saying two things here.
在第8节他说，虽然我靠着基督能放胆吩咐你做该做的事情，他这里讲了两样东西。
So the first thing that he says is that I could tell you what to do because I'm an apostle, but he doesn't do that.
他说我虽然是一个使徒，我可以吩咐你做事，但我没有这样做。
And then secondly,
第二样,
reconciliation is not an optional thing.
另一样东西就说这个与人复和不是一个你可想下可以做不可以可以不做的一件事。
And so he says, I want you to know those things, but in verse 9, for the sake of love, I prefer to appeal to you.
接着第9节他说，凭着爱心我求你。
So here Paul, what you see here is he's wanting to minister to Philemon in a very pastoral way.
所以你看到这一句说话就说，保罗想从一个牧师的角度去劝诫这个腓利门。
So Philemon, he could have accepted Onesimus back very formally, very superficially, saying all is forgiven, right? We'll just forget about it.
他可以好像很表面地说，要做这些事情，令他能够得到宽恕。
Paul wanted both Onesimus and Philemon to understand the gospel and have a different heart. And so Paul, he really appeals to the heart here if you're looking at verses
9 and 10. He
says, I, Paul, an old man and a prisoner now for Jesus Christ.
他说，我可是像我这上了年纪的保罗。
And so more recently these days, my dad will call me with, he has a lot of technology questions.
我爸爸最近打电话给我，因为他有很多电脑上面的问题。
And so it's hard to do it over the phone. And so sometimes I'll get frustrated at him.
在电话上很难去讲一些很技术性的问题，有时都令我很猛整。
But then he'll say, Well, Dad is almost 70 now.
但我爸爸已经差不多70岁了。
My eyes are not great. I don't know how much longer I'll be here.
他就说，我眼又不好，我都不可能跟你一起很久。
And he says, okay, fine, I'll help you.
我说好啦，我会继续跟你讲下去。
And so he's saying something that's very pointed to the heart.
你看到一件事就说，是真的去插入你的心肠里面。
Look at what he says in verse 10. He says, I appeal to you. And he doesn't just say Onesimus. He says, my child Onesimus.
他说凭着爱心，也都说到我所生的儿子。
And then he says to double down, Paul says, whose father I became in my imprisonment.
他说令到我是好像这个的儿子一样。
And so in other words, he's saying to Philemon, Philemon, I know that you love me, and if you're my partner, we've been doing ministry for a very long time, accept Onesimus back like he is my son.
佢話：我知道腓利門，你做過好多好好嘅事啊！你亦都係喺教會裏邊做咗好多嘢。佢話：但係呢度亦都有我嘅兒子亞尼西謀喺度。
And in verse 11, he says, "Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and me."
佢話第十一節，佢話：從前他與你沒有益處，但如今與你我都有益處。
So he's saying that there's a new relationship now.
佢講到話。今日亚尼西谋同佢哋有一个新嘅关系。
And then he goes on in verses 12 to 13. He says, "Even though he's useful to me, I'm going to send him back to you, sending you my very heart."
佢话佢本来系有意将亚尼西谋留低，咁但我将佢去送翻俾你。
And then verse 14, he actually says something very interesting. He says, "But I prefer to do nothing without your consent." In order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your accord.
我不知道你的意见，也不愿意这样做。好事的善行，不是出于勉强。
So if you remember in verse 8, right, Paul said that he could have just commanded him to do it, but you see in verse 14, you see that Paul is actually taking the time to be patient with Philemon.
在第八节他说保罗说我本来可以就这样去吩咐你就要你去做一样东西但是跟着十四节他说他不想去勉强腓利门
He says that whatever you do I want you to do it out of a gospel conviction I don't want you to do this superficially
他说我想你做一样东西的时候不是夹硬去做而是你有这个基督的心肠去做一样东西
And if we sort of double click on what that conviction Paul here is talking about, we can look at verses 15 and 16.
又跟住十五、十六节里边，点样样叫做一个福音嘅心肠呢
？For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord.
十五十六节他说他暂时离开你也许是让你永远得着他不再是奴隶而是高过奴隶是亲爱的弟兄对我确实如此何况对你呢无论在肉身或在主里更是如此
So what Paul is saying is Hey, you used to see this guy as just the household servant and that's it
你向来见这个人的时候他不过只是你一个的奴隶
But now, because Philemon has converted, he is now in the family of God. He's in the family.
但今日佢信咗主嘅时候，佢同你都系主内嘅弟兄。
And so he's saying to Philemon, you can't just treat him or see him the same way that you used to.
佢话你唔可以再好似以前你咁样睇佢，去继续睇去看待呢一个人。
And that's why in verse 17 he says, if you consider me to be your ministry partner, then you're going to receive him as you would receive me.
所以十七节佢话：你若以我为同伴，就接纳他，如同接纳我一样。
And maybe some of us are guilty of this. I am at least, where you know you can't just superficially say to your brother or your sister, you know, oh, I forgive you, and then just accept them back.
咁好多时候我哋同人讲话，我宽恕你，我接受你，系咪只系一句啊好平常嘅一句讲嘢嘅说话咧
？And so Paul too, he's saying, don't do that.
神保罗话你唔可以咁样做。
And if in fact you believe that Onesimus is reconciled to Jesus and to you, Philemon, that you also have been reconciled to Jesus, then you just can't treat him the way that you used to.
他说你既然是跟主耶稣基督和好的时候，今日腓利门你都要跟这个的亚尼西谋一起和好。
Just as a side note, in verse 15, you're going to see the word perhaps in some of your translations.
咁喺第十五节里边吓有一个咁嘅字喺度。
I think it's amazing that for Paul, right, we know that he's an apostle. He has direct revelation from God.
咁佢睇到佢知道保罗知道自己系一个使徒，知道系从神里边得到神嘅光照，去明白好多嘅事。
So someone like that, he doesn't say, "Oh, this is what God's will is, and this is why they parted." He doesn't say that.
佢冇保罗冇话到啊，呢个系神嘅旨意，系神话要你咁样做。
But the point I want to make here is that even Paul, he hesitated to say things that were or were not God's will.
就算好似保罗一个人，佢可以有呢个嘅权利，有呢个嘅特权去讲一样嘢，系唔系神嘅旨意？
And I say that because I think and maybe we know who what this is, but in especially in our age, people are very quick to say what God's will is or isn't.
咁就喺我哋嘅世代，好多人可能好隨便就話啊呢樣嘢嚇係神嘅旨意。
And I think this is also very instructive for us because it causes us to be very careful and also humble when we are considering, right, what is God's perspective and will on the situation.
所以我哋好多時都要好小心去睇每一樣嘢嘅時候，去誤清咗嗰樣嘢，用咗神嘅名去解釋你自己嘅睇法。
So now, up until this point, we see how Paul has communicated with Philemon, not just forcing him to obey commands, but Paul really wants Philemon, Onesimus, and the entire church watching to really get this.
他看到就說保羅不想去逼腓利門去做一件事，相反他想腓利門和他的教會看到這件事情。
And lastly, in verse 17 till the end, we're going to look at a reconciled family.
在17到20最後的時候看到了一個和好的家庭是怎樣樣。
Verse 18 is probably perhaps the most important verse that we'll be looking at this morning.
那第十八節是一句很重要的說話。
If he has wronged you or owes you anything, charge that to my account.
他若虧負你或欠你什麼，都算在我的帳上吧。
And so this is the heartbeat of Paul showcasing the gospel in Philemon.
就是、这一句说话，他是特别想腓利门去看到、去见到。
And so, just to recap, this is the picture that we're given here. Onesimus, he's done something really bad to Philemon.
你可以想象到就话亚尼西谋可能做咗一件好错嘅事。
The text it doesn't tell us what he did, but Onesimus, he must have done that calculation in his mind, right? Either this is something that's punishable by death.Right, he was afraid of what Philemon would do to him, or just run away.
咁你可以想象到就话，当你见到一个亏负嘅时候，欠嘅时候，可能系亚尼西谋佢撑咗呢个嘅腓利门好多嘅钱，佢自己好惊，佢怕惩罚，所以走咗去。
And we know that Onesimus is really scared because the fact that he goes to Paul first shows that he was too scared to come back home.
咁你想象就话佢惊到系走咗去，唔敢翻去屋企。
And so when you look at this picture, he looks at Onesimus and he says, Onesimus, you actually did something wrong to Philemon.
咁所以佢亦都喺度同亚尼西谋讲，你系的而且确对腓利门做咗一件错嘅事。
And then he looks at Philemon and he says, Philemon, I know that Onesimus has wronged you, but I want you to charge that to my account.
咁所以佢喺十八節佢話：他若虧負你或欠你什麼，都算在我的帳上吧。
In other words, Paul is saying, I will repay it. Count me as the one that owes you, and accepts him as if his debt has been paid.
所以喺第十九節，保羅話：我必償還到呢一切嘅嘢，今日係算喺我自己嘅頭上。
No, does that sound familiar?
係咪因為你覺得好熟悉嘅聽嗰句嘅説話咧？
That's what happens when God says that you are clean, righteous, innocent.
所以正如好似神对你讲，今日你喺神嘅面前，你都系清洁，亦都所有嘅账神为你还清。
When Jesus says to the Father, "Treat me as if I had wronged you, and receive them as if you would have received me."
正如好似耶稣对呢个神讲，佢话佢哋所有的債都算在我的頭上，你今天看這些人的時候，你看他們為一個清潔、一個新的人。
So Paul knows that he's saying this to Philemon. He knows that this is a big ask.
他說這個是一樣很重要的事。
And he knows that, you know, even though Onesimus, he doesn't deserve it, he's asking him for Philemon to receive him back.
雖然這個亞尼西謀不值得去被這個寬恕，但保羅都求這個腓利門去寬恕他，去接納他。
But if you think about it,
當你想想，
didn't we wrong God and we could never repay the debt?
你想想就說我們其實得罪了神很多的東西。
And that is precisely the reason why Jesus comes and he says, charge that to my account.
亦都是就是这个原因，所以耶稣基督来到，他去跟神说，一切的东西算在神的头上。
And if this is what Jesus has done for us, shouldn't that affect the way that we process this situation?
如果神耶稣基督对我哋咁样做嘅时候，我对其他人系咪都应该咁样做呢？
And friends, this is why verse 18 is so significant, because this is Paul reminding Philemon and us what it means to be declared righteous in God.
所以第十八节好重要，就系话就系保罗想话俾腓利门听吓，就系神去今日披上。我们的债，将这个公义放在我们上面。
Now Paul could have ended the letter here, but he actually leaves us an instruction on accountability in verses 21 and 22.
其实这段说话可能去到这里可以结束，但在21、22节里面，保罗也都很细心讲了很多东西出来。
So confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. At the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers, I will be graciously given to you.
所以在21、22节，他说我写信给你，深信你必顺服，知道你所要做的必过于我所说的。此外，还请给我预备住处，因为我盼望藉着你们的祷告，蒙恩回到你们那里去。
So Paul, he's confident that Philemon and the church, they're going to do the right thing, but Paul is also confident that whenever he leaves prison, he's going to go visit them.
咁就睇到就话第一，保罗好深信腓利门同佢个教会嘅人会做佢哋所有做嘅嘢，而第二就话佢亦都相信佢会去到佢哋嗰度。
So when he visits them, obviously the topic is going to come up.
咁当佢去见佢嘅时候，呢个问题又会讲出嚟。
He's going to ask, where is Onesimus?
咁会问啊，究竟呢个亚历西谋去咗边呢？
And this is Paul's way of saying, hey, I know you'll do the right thing. And this is not because Paul, he doubts Philemon, or he's trying to be like a parole officer for him.
咁你睇到就话，我深信啊，你会咁样做啊，我嚟去见你啊，唔系好似咧去查住你一样。
But it's really out of that gospel conviction that we were talking about, that he cares enough about every single person involved that he wants to make sure that this gospel is living and active and going deeper and deeper in all their lives.
但因为一个基督嘅心肠，福音嘅心肠，佢想睇到呢个福音系可以更加有深度嘅传开去。
The last thing I want to conclude on is something that Paul, he sort of mentions in passing in verse 24 in his final greeting.
咁我最后想讲嘅就系喺第24节喺保罗去结束嘅时候问安嘅说话。
So Paul he actually mentions Mark in verse 24.
咁喺呢个嘅24节里边，佢提过一个同工叫马可。
And if you guys have read the book of Acts, you know that Mark was the guy that didn't show up. He turned their backs on Paul and Barnabas in the first missionary journey.
咁如果你有睇記得睇過呢個使徒行傳嘅時候，保羅曾經去責罵呢個馬可，因為馬可離棄佢。
And so when Paul, when Mark comes back to join a second time, Paul says, "Heck no, this guy can't join."
咁對，當呢個馬可想去參加佢第二次嘅報道嘅時候，保羅話：我唔制，我唔肯同佢去。
And we're all very familiar with the famous passage where this is where Paul and Barnabas they split ways.
咁就呢個原因令到保羅同佢一個好長期嘅同工巴拿巴兩個去分開。
And I think the inclusion of Mark here is actually very powerful.
咁所以當喺最後呢句説話加埋馬可呢個名係好重要。
Because I think what Paul is saying here is that even Paul had to learn and to model reconciliation.
咁即係想話俾我聽就話保羅自己亦都要去學去同人哋和好。
This conflict between Paul and Barnabas, that would have been very common knowledge. Everybody knew that the reason why Paul and Barnabas were not together was because of Mark.
咁因为好多人都知道保罗同巴拿巴佢两个分开唔再同工，就因为呢个人马可。
And so as Paul is ending his letter, perhaps the most powerful thing that Paul is communicating to Philemon is, listen, even I had to learn reconciliation. I had to go through it too. I'm not going to ask you to do this if I have not done this myself.
咁再喺腓利門書嘅結束嘅時候，保羅想話俾腓利門聽，我自己亦都要學去同人哋和好。
And so sure, there is no explicit mention of Jesus' death or resurrection in Philemon, but that's because we have a beautiful illustration of the gospel being lived out here in this church.
咁雖然喺腓利門書成卷書裏面冇講到救恩呢個字，冇講到耶穌，但裏面其實係一個好美麗、好漂亮嘅福音嘅信息。
Paul, he's embodying the meaning of the cross here, and he wants to make it clear to them today, and that when we're reconciled to God, that we have to be reconciled to one another.
又说, 当我们与神和好的时候, 我们都要与人去和好。
And recognize this is really hard work.
是一件要很用心去尽力做的事。
And in fact, I think what that also signals is the work that you guys do in your relationships with other people, it matters.
亦都说你和其他人的关系亦都是一件很重要的事。
But we do it because if God has done such a deep work in our own hearts, then one day, right, when we see other people, right, that we believe that the relationships will be healed one day.
又是说,当如果耶稣基督真的在我们的心底这么重要的时候,有一天我们都会这样去对其他人。
And I pray and hope as we close that the motivation for that is not that because it makes us a better person.
不是只是说将你变成一个好一点的一个人。
But when we get to heaven one day and we do see God face to face, that we long to hear the words, good and faithful servant.
亦都可以有一天,当我们去到天堂,在神的面前,可以说这样的话。
Let's pray together.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Father, Lord, we live in a very broken world. And more and more, the world is splitting and fragmenting, that, Lord, people are dividing over all sorts of topics.
我们看到了今天这个世界为了不同的原因,不同的课题,是越来越分离。
And if the gospel fixes broken relationships, then perhaps, Lord Jesus, the book of Philemon can teach us something as Christians of what it means to be reconciled to one another.
透过腓利门书,我们看到什么叫做基督徒之间的一个复活。
God, I pray that as the world watches the church, that, Lord, we might be able to better showcase and illustrate, Lord, what beautiful reconciliation looks like.
当这个世界去看这个教会的时候, 让教会能够将这个复活的美好带给这个世界。
Lord, what we do matters, and Lord, this is not easy, like I said, but Lord, we also do not do this alone. Lord, we need your help.
主要我们知道我们不能够靠自己, 然而我们都不是孤单, 因为有你与我们一起。
So Lord, as we lift weary hands to do the good work of Lord the gospel that Lord you have called us to preach and to live out, Lord, I pray that Lord you would know that Lord you have supported us till the very end of the ages in that work. We pray for all these things in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.